This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6.56, up 6.5 on the open. December, 6.70, up 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6.85, up 10 on the open. December, 6.98, up 7. March, 6.97, up 8. May, 6.70, up 9.5. July, 5.78, up 5.5 on the open. September corn opened at 3.32, up a quarter on the open. December, 3.48, down 3/4. March, 3.64, unchanged. May, 3.72, down 1/2. July, 3.81 3/4, unchanged. September, 3.86, up 1.5. December of next year, 3.94, up 1.25. March of 2009, $4, down 1/2 on the open. September beans open at 8.19, up 7.25 on the open. November, 8.34.5, up 7.25. January, 8.49, up 7.5. March, 8.58, up 5.25. May, 8.67, up 8. July, 8.77, up 9.5 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 2.22.50, up 2.10 on the open. October, 2.25.30, up 2.40. September soybean oil opened at 35.20, up 21 on the open. October, 35.48, up 24. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 92.60, up 65 on the open. October, 96.05, up 40. December, 99, up 32.5. February, 99.25, up 15 on the open. August feeders open at 116.45, unchanged on the open. September 117.45, up 7.5. October 117.95, up 10. November 117.90, down 5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 67.40, up 30 on the open. December 66.70, up 42.5. February 68.30, up 5. April 68.60, up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.75, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Want to begin in the soybean pit. We're off of the opening bell, and the numbers I just read, we continue to show the market improving to the upside, now double-digit improvements in most of the nearby contracts. What's going on?
Well, a couple things, Dave. I think number one was the crop conditions last night were down 2%. That wasn't really looked for with all the rain that they had through the northern parts of the belt. Number two, I think that, you know, the weather forecast says that the Mid-South is going to stay hot and dry, and that isn't good for the beans that are down there trying to finish off or fill any of their pods that way. So, you know, we had some very, very nice rains yesterday. You know, we had about somewhere anywhere between 8/10 and 2 inches over in our area, and that definitely will help our bean crop in this in our area.
So I suppose the question where the rubber hits the road for our September USDA report is, can the better crop in some of the northern states offset what has been poor crop ratings elsewhere?
Yeah, I think that's a very big question, Dave, and I think the other thing that goes along with it is we continue to keep the soil moist and damp in the areas in, say, northern Illinois and Iowa and that. Now, we know that beans don't like wet feet. We hear talk of some sudden death syndrome. We hear talk of some white mold problems. To what degree are these? I mean, we hear these rumors every year. Yesterday we also heard the Pro Farmer Crop Tour talk about lower pod counts in some areas too. So we know there has to be pods to fill before there's, they have to have the pods to have the yield. Pods don't necessarily mean yield, but you have to have them there to get the yield. So, that all put together, and I think that we looked at some of the technical points here, especially in the beans. I think that 835, that was the pivot point in the 100-day moving average, and we've seemed to broke through that. Here we're at 837 and three quarters, so that along the way also does make a difference, Dave.
So the question becomes, can we recover all of what we lost last week off the subprime mess?
That's going to fall on two things. Can the stock market can it stabilize and not continue to collapse or another collapse happen, number one? Number two, are we going to hold up in the foreign markets? Of course, overnight we saw the Malaysian palm oil back up a little bit, the Chinese market up a little bit, about a dime, I think, over there in the overnight. And, how is the world economy looking so it doesn't just become the anchor that it was last week when we took that 50 cents off one day?
Let's turn your attention to the corn market. December now 354 and a half, up 5 3/4. Looks like that 55 to 60 level is kind of a large hurdle, though.
It is, and it should be, Dave. As we hear corn yields out of the south coming in now, they seem to be doing as good or better than expected. We're seeing some real positive aspects of a good corn harvest down there. But the strength in the corn this morning is coming out of the wheat pit. Real good purchase orders by Egypt on the overnight trade here, booking a lot of cash wheat from the U.S. and Russia. And basically we're seeing, the tight supplies and stuff move at these high prices. So, as we look down there and see up 17 and we see up 5 to 6, the corn is the follower today.
Well, let's look to the downside then. If we've just identified the upside is, 338 or thereabouts, the downside in your mind at now? And if we go below that, do things get ugly quickly or ugly slowly or what?
I think, the downside is going to come, if it happens when we get to the field and we see, we would have to see continued good yields and some backup along the way as far as the cash market goes, Dave. And I think that, that's yet to be heard. There's a lot of questions out there, but we've got a lot of acres, and if the yields hang in there good, it's going to be a rough crop to handle this whole fall and get put away.
Yeah, December wheat over at the Board of Trade now 706 and a half, 706 even, fast trade up 16 right now.
Yeah.
Wonder if the Stats Canada report, where most expect downward revisions, might just shove this thing up another notch or two tomorrow.
It's very possible, Dave. I think, as long as we keep the numbers are tight. If they get tighter, and we see continued people not backing away from this market, just like Egypt didn't back away. They come in and wanted more coverage here today, and they've been a very aggressive buyer. It tells you that the wheat market is on fire.
And they didn't buy a little. They bought a lot.
Yeah, that was a big tender.
All right. What advice, then, do you have for hedgers today before I let you go?
Well, I think we were trying to buy an 840, $9 bean call spread this morning. I'm not sure we've got any fills yet this morning. We started in at 16 cents. We'll probably have to raise those to about 17, 17 and a half to get filled to sort of protect some of our sales.
All right, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat at 655, up 5 1/2. December 670 1/2, up 5 1/2. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 691 1/2, up 16 1/2. December 705 1/2, up 14 1/2. September corn 338 1/2, up 6 3/4. December 355, up 6 1/4. March 370 1/2, up 6 1/2. December of next year 397 1/2, up 4 3/4. September beans 824, up 12 1/4. November 838 1/2, up 11 1/4. January 853, up 11 1/2. November 857 1/2, up 10. September soybean meal, 224.30, up 3.90. September soybean oil, 35.32, up 33. August live cattle at the market, 92.55, up 60. August feeders, 116, down 45. And October lean hogs, 67.50, up 40. Looking at Ed Kayser's two-state forecast, he reminds us a flash flood watch is in effect for extreme northwestern Illinois through Wednesday morning. Today in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms during the morning, then a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine and humid with widely scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. Highs of 73 to 97. Tonight, in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In central and southern sections, partly cloudy and muggy, with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 68 to 74. Tomorrow in the north, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, hot, and humid, with highs of 82 to 98 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.